It's Friday, the 15th of March, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is entitled Google Reader Alternatives for iOS Users, and I apologise in advance, it's an extremely geeky blog post today. On Wednesday of this week, Google announced on their official blog that they would be shutting down Google Reader as of the 1st of July this year. And if you've never heard of Google Reader, number one, you might want to stop listening now. Number two, just to explain where I'm coming from, it's a way to read all your content in one place. It's an RSS feed reader. And you can subscribe to multiple blogs and it puts them all in one place to make it easy to read them. It's sad that Google are shutting it down. I use Google Reader on a daily basis, and I know a number of my readers use it to read my blog with, so it's sad on both points. And since the announcement, I've been on a little quest to find out what alternatives are out there. I must say, when I say I use Google Reader on a daily basis, I don't actually use the website on a daily basis. I use apps on my phone and my iPad which synchronize with Google Reader. So all my blog subscriptions are organized into folders in Google Reader, and I must confess I'm a little anal about that, ever so slightly OCD. And I use iOS apps that replicate these folders but synchronize the progress back. My readers of choice are Mr. Reader on the iPad and Feedler Pro on the iPhone. Those are just the ones that I get on with best. I'm not going to panic now Google Reader is going away. We've got 3.5 months. I'm seeing messages from developers on Twitter saying they want to keep their apps continuing. They will find another way to get them to synchronize progress. So I'm hoping that that is going to happen. But it doesn't mean that I'm not going to look into alternatives and see what else is going on. So my advice to everybody is, I suppose, the first thing to do is actually back up all your data out of Google Reader. You don't have to do it right now. We know we've got until July. So sometime early June, use the Google tool, which enables you to take a download of all your data in Google Reader. And that'll particularly pull out your subscriptions, including any folders, and also any of your starred articles. The starred articles you can pull into Pinboard or some of the other bookmarking services. The subscriptions can be pulled into other RSS readers. In terms of looking at alternatives for Google Reader, because I like my folder navigation, I'm quite picky about what I'm looking for. And so far, I've only managed to find two potential replacements. The first is a service called NewsBlur, which is a web-based reader. It also has a universal iOS client. Looks pretty good, isn't quite as pretty as my current solution, but does seem to do the same stuff. Downsides at the moment, it's very, very slow to respond. I think it's being absolutely hammered. I've seen some tweets from the developer saying he's seen a huge spike in traffic since the Google announcement. The other downside of it is that it's not completely free. It's free for a small number of feeds, but if you read a lot of blogs like me, you'll be forking out $12 a year for it, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but you know, it can be a factor. The other one that's looking like a reasonable bet at the moment is a service called Feedly, which is, again, it's an app for iOS and Android, but it also has web browser plugins. It does support folders, but it's a lot less configurable in the way that it displays those folders. So it's kind of a mashup of Google Reader and Flipboard in that it's got a very visual presentation. It shows the images. You can't always see which blog, which post is coming from. It doesn't work for me so well, but the developers have already published lists of how you can change from Google Reader to Feedly. They've guaranteed that Feedly will continue to work. So I'm going to keep digging into it and having a go. There is also an online petition at change.org to keep Google Reader running. I don't know if it'll make any difference, but it might be worth signing it. And if you look at the written blog post on my blog, I've got links out to a couple of other places that have lists of other alternatives in case you're less demanding in your requirements than I am. So I'll keep you posted on how I get on anyway. You can find my blog at www.geekmummy.com, and all the audio versions of posts are at audioboo.fm/geekmummy.